This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. Archaeologists are digging deeper into artifacts found last year in southern Colorado. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports the findings were from different cultures at the Francisco Fort Museum in La Vida.
Excavators putting in a drain near the historic adobe building last summer dug up unexpected objects, including pottery shards and animal bones. Archaeologist Sarah Millward says it was the only spot in the area that had anything besides dirt in it.
That's the part I think is the coolest, is they ended up with the needle in the haystack.
Now they'll analyze the artifacts to see how these diverse objects might have ended up in the same place. She expects their report to be finished next spring. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
The Bandimere Speedway had its final national hot rod event over the weekend. CPR's Tony Gorman.
This year's Mile High Nationals will be the final NHRA event at Bandimere Speedway. The Bandimere family announced that the track is closing at the end of the season. The closure is bittersweet for racers like Tyler Jackson, who enjoyed the challenge of competing at high altitude.
There's nothing more iconic than where it is right now up on the mountain. When the cars run, you get that echo off the mountain.
There will be more races at the track through October. The Bandimeres plan to sell the land and build a new facility near Denver International Airport in 2025. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
The World Jump Rope Championships are swinging through Colorado Springs this week. The tournament began yesterday. About 1,000 athletes from around the world will compete in double dutch, single rope, and freestyle. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.